This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
And back in the sports bar, Bills, Jets, Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear the action on The Fan. Peter, one of our regulars, tweeting us at The Fan, Rochester Gino. He says, sometimes I would beat my big brother in a game. The next time we would play that game, he would remind me that I'm the little brother. That's what I feel like as a Jets fan playing Buffalo this Sunday. We bring in Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. Dan, week 9 when these two teams met, did the Jets beat the Bills or did the Bills beat the Bills?
You know, it's an interesting question you posed, because think about it. The Jets won the game and you tip your hat to them for doing that. However, that was in that stretch of games where people thought Zach Wilson wasn't playing well. It wasn't that long ago. So even though they figured out a way to work around the quarterback position to a degree in that game, they won the game. So think about it. If he had a great performance in that game, you think that they would have pulled the plug on him? I mean, there's other reasons, obviously. But it was interesting when you look at it. He, quote-unquote, beat the Bills, and he's not even the quarterback anymore.
Yeah, Dan, that game against New England – if Zach Wilson, when he's asked the question, hey, do you feel like you let your defense down? Yeah, I do. If he answers it that way, is he still the quarterback today for the New York Jets?
That's a very challenging question. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that for the last couple weeks. Obviously, the brass of the Jets is not going to answer that. I mean, they'll answer it and say, no, it didn't. But we weren't behind closed doors. I mean, on the Monday following that game in New England, Robert Saleh's press conference was delayed 2 hours because he was in closed-door meeting, probably with the owner and some other people. So clearly that comment after the game, it was a weird situation. You guys have covered a lot of press conferences. We're in the press conference room in New England where the opposing team is placed to have their press conference, and Zach Wilson's in the room. Now, I don't know about your history with press conferences, but I know Gene has covered a million of them. How often have you seen a situation where a coach is being interviewed about a player, and the player is standing right there in the room?
That doesn't happen all that much, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Zach Wilson's standing there. I'm not making excuses for his ill-advised comment. But he's sitting there, and there's smoke coming out of his ears as one negative question about him after the next is asked. And then, to make matters worse, when he took the podium after hearing all these questions, there's one reporter he really doesn't like very much asked the question that set him off. He made a really big mistake, because obviously you got to realize that you might dislike a reporter, but when you're answering a question, you're answering it for thousands or tens of thousands of people, depending on how big the press conference is. So you can't let your feelings for one reporter impact how you answer it, because you're answering it to a lot of different cameras and a lot of different writers. So I'll quote Brian Costello, the New York Post Jets beat writer. I asked him that question because I was asking everybody, what do you think? Would they have made the change without the comments? And I think Brian Costello put it best. it pushed them over the finish line. Mm.
Well, as recently as this week, we heard Robert Saleh say that the goal is to get Zach Wilson back on a field. Now, he didn't say back on a field with the Jets. So do you think we see Zach Wilson playing for the Jets, barring injury to Mike White here any time this season as they're pushing for the playoffs?
Well, I noticed that you're playing the semantics game. So could the field be at RIT or
yeah. Right.
Sure? Right. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Right.
Maybe Monroe Community College.
Wow, like he's nailing them all here. Tan, you should just move up to Rochester. Why don't we just come up here? You can work remotely. You can dial into those press conferences on Zoom, and every once in a while, I'll come down. Right?
No, I love Rochester, but let me ask you a question. Because as long as I'm on in Rochester, I might as well try to help my school out a little bit here. UMass Amherst. You know, we've really struggled in football since going Division 1A. There, I noticed today on one of the UMass Twitter accounts with the football team that they made an offer to a kid who's transferring out of Oregon. And if I'm not mistaken, you probably got to know who he
seven.
Is.
Seven. Oh, Seven McGee, huh?
Yeah. So if what's the name?
Seven McGee.
Get the name right.
Yeah, yeah, Seven, yeah. Like the number Seven, S-E-V-E-N is his first name.
If Seven McGee or any members of his family are listening, come to UMass. We're trying to build a great. You can help us do that. Did I just break an NCAA rule? I don't know.
I don't know if there are any rules anymore. It's the Wild Wild West.
Like you can make an offer right on the air. What is Dan Leberfeld? A subscription to Jets Confidential if you go to UMass.
Well, say something, Seven. Let me tell you something. And this is a fact. We might not be great at football yet, but we have the number one food services of any college in the country. Number one, cafeteria.
I thought that was St. John Fisher's boast. No, not so much.
I guess wow. We're going to have like a dueling thing there. Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. Dan, where do we go on Mike White? And I'll kind of give you like what a different fan base. Like when Bailey Zappi came in for the Patriots, I thought Patriot fans were all loving it. It's easy to love the backup quarterback, especially when they win a couple games. And Do we throw Mike White into that category, or could something be happening here with White and it could be something special come playoff time? What are your thoughts here on what we're seeing and should expect out of Mike White?
Well, I'm sure you guys saw the highlights, or maybe one or both of you were watching the game. That pass to Corey Davis on 4th and 10 at the end of the game for like 31 yards. I mean, do passes come any better than that?
Yeah, I'm just curious as to how he got here with Mike White. I mean, this guy was a journeyman practice squad player. That is it just a matter of him making the most of the opportunities that have been afforded to him?
Well, the question is, what qualifies as a journeyman? Because he's only been on two teams. He was a fifth-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys in the 2018 draft out of Western Kentucky. He started his college career at the University of South Florida, played as a senior at Western Kentucky, goes to Dallas, and they like him, but then Cooper Rush becomes the number two, and they waive him. The Jets bring him in, and he's been in the building, whether it's on the practice squad or on the regular roster, bouncing between the two, more on the regular roster the last couple of years. Since 2019, guys, so clearly they like him. No, I think he's legit. I'm not putting him in Canton. I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady. I'm just saying I think he could be a legitimate starter in the league. He's 6'5". 225, has a good arm, really good pocket presence, goes through his progressions very well. I think the guy is the real deal. Once again, not putting him in the Pro Bowl, though actually that's a bad thing to say this week because it doesn't exist anymore as a game. But you know what I'm saying? This guy, to me, is the real deal. It's against Chicago, and I know the Bears are not a great team, but it was pouring rain out, and the guy throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it was raining the entire game. So I think they have something here.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. If the Jets are going to win against Buffalo, Dan, running the football, give us kind of a state of the Jets' backfield here and tell us more about this rookie undrafted pick. Was he a draft pick, Danger?
No, undrafted. Zonovan.
Zonovan, yeah, tell us more about him and you know what we should expect this week, Dan.
Well, I think that you know the way some people look at the draft and what follows the draft, they would consider him a draft pick from the standpoint that he was a, what they call a priority free agent, meaning he, you know, it's almost better sometimes not to be picked in the seventh round, because then once the draft ends, you could pick where you go. Maybe go to a place where you have a more of a chance of making it. He was a very draftable guy in terms of rounds 5-7. Zion Evan-Bam, Carolina State. He's run the ball really well, given the opportunity. I think what's helped him, aside from his talent, is that he hadn't played all year, and he's coming into games in week 11 and 12 with totally fresh legs against beat-up defenses. So along with his talent, I'm not taking anything away from that, but he was a totally fresh running back entering entering games in December. So I think that's part of it, too. He's really good. But their run game was not up. He had the 48-yard run, but they didn't run well in the red zone. And I think that was kind of the story of the game as far as what one of their biggest problems was. From, you know, not converting on that pass to Brad Barris in the end zone. But the run defense in the red zone wasn't good, and the run game in the red zone wasn't very good. And the best way to score in the red zone is running the football, because we know it's so congested down there, a lot less field, and a lot less ground for defensive backs to cover. So those are two things the Jets must improve if they hope to beat the Bills. Running the ball, especially in the red zone, and stopping the run in the red zone. Two big problems last week.
Dan, the Bills are banged up. We find out this week that Von Miller is going to be gone for the rest of the season. That aside, Matt Milano hasn't practiced yet this week. You've got Deion Dawkins returning, hopefully, from a high ankle sprain. What's the health of the Jets? Are there any injury concerns heading into this game against Buffalo?
The Jets' health is actually pretty good. The only real injury news this week was the news, and I hope he's okay. I don't know. Nobody knows the details in the media, but the rookie right tackle, Max Mitchell out of Louisiana, he was starting a right tackle, but he was put on the NFI list mysteriously this week. So I have no idea what is wrong with him. Hopefully he'll be okay. However, they did get back George Fant, who was supposed to be their right tackle during the year. So they've had good timing with guys coming back when other guys have been injured. They really don't have, aside from Michael Carter, who's now 2 weeks removed from a low ankle sprain, they don't really have a long injury list. And those injuries that the Bills have at offensive tackle, not a good week for that, because the Jets' edge rush has been very good this year. And, you know, even though the Vikings won, they really beat up Kirk Cousins last week. They got a lot of hits on him. And if you have a situation where I don't know, maybe you guys know whether Deion's going to play or not, but if he doesn't play, and they dominated Questenberry in the first game, and you guys can fill me in on this, the kid from Northern Iowa, I guess he wasn't playing that great.
Spencer Brown. I think he was hurt the first time the Jets played. The other player that was missing from the first Jets matchup was Jordan Poyer, who looks like he'll be ready to go for the Bills' defense here in the secondary against the Jets on Sunday.
Yeah, so I don't know what your gut feeling tells you about Questenberry and Deion Dawkins, but the Jets can really bring the heat off the edge. So if one or both of those guys are out, or if Spencer Brown has to go and he's struggling, that's something the Jets can take advantage of. I know, obviously, Josh Allen's unbelievably mobile, but the Jets have a lot of speed in their front seven. And that rookie defensive end, Jermaine Johnson, in the first game, not a lot of people do this. He tracked down Josh Allen scrambling to his right. This is a rookie late first-round pick for the Jets. They have 3 first-round picks out of Florida State who runs under 4.6. So he's a fast defensive end who can help deal with the scrambling Josh Allen. So the health of those tackles is certainly something to keep an eye on in this matchup.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. I know we sounded like Dan. This is Gene. Reed is – he called you Reed, by the way.
Like Regis?
Reed. Regional sales, what's the title?
I'm not a sales guy. Get out of here, Dan.
Regional brand manager. That's Mike Danger for you.
Dan. Yes, regional brand. So that morphed into Reed, but you final say you're willing to accept that nickname.
Yeah. Dan, again, this is Gene talking. Would it surprise you to know, for the reasons in part that you just laid out here, and I said this earlier in the show, I'm picking the Jets this week. I think that the Bills with the offensive line, and I'm not getting signals that even if Dawkins is out there and Kessenberry, like they are banged up at the tackle position. How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the current spread is.
10.
You got, okay, the spread is 10. Do you recall what the spread was at MetLife Stadium before the first matchup?
Ooh, it was, I want to say somewhere around that. I can look that up here.
Yeah, was it like a 9.5? It was over a touchdown, I want to say.
Yeah.
10.5 was.
Think about it. I think it was higher, whatever the numbers are, but I think it was higher. That's what my memory tells me. So the point being that, in terms of this, if you had a game where the Jets were at home and the Bills were favored by more there than they are in Buffalo, that kind of tells you that the wise guys in Vegas think the Jets have a little better chance of winning this game with Mike White at quarterback compared to Zach Wilson. That's the way I look at it. So look at the Minnesota Vikings game last week. The Vikings were a touchdown favorite against Mike White, and the Jets coming off that strong performance by Mike White against Chicago. And the Minnesota, what were they, 8-2, 9-2 entering that game, and they were only a touch. They were only a field goal favorite over the Jets, and a field goal at home is basically a pick 'em because they give the home team 3 points. So you're seeing the guys that make the spread starting to think, you know, this Jets team is a much tougher out now with Mike White at quarterback. So I definitely give the Jets a puncher's chance in this game.
I got to correct myself. It was 12.5 back that first week in November. 12.5, and this week it's at 10. So, yeah.
Think about as far as in MetLife Stadium, the home team, 12.5, and now that team is going to Buffalo with Mike White, and it's 3 points less.
Yeah. Speaking of the future here, Dan, let's look at the rest of the schedule for the Jets. I mean, they're... We like to say farting around in the playoff picture. They're there. Is this a playoff team? I mean, their schedule looks manageable here down the stretch.
What, I haven't heard that expression since high school in Limbrook, Long Island.
Well, that's where we peaked. From a maturity standpoint, that's where we are.
What are you going to say next? That you could talk about cooties? Like, what's coming up here?
Zach Wilson's on IR with cooties.
Yeah. I just distracted myself. What was the question?
Schedule down the stretch, Dan. Is this a playoff team?
Yeah, I think so. After this game, they have home games against Jacksonville and Detroit. I know Detroit's playing better, but there's no excuse for the Jets not to beat Detroit in MetLife Stadium. So those are two winnable games. There's the road trip to Seattle, and while Seattle's improved and Geno Smith deserves credit for turning around his career, that's a very beatable team. And then at Miami, they're kind of falling apart a little bit. I mean, they beat up a lot of bad teams, Miami. Their offensive line, both tackles are out. Their secondary's ravaged. Tua did not play well against San Francisco last week. So, to me, Buffalo is a very tough game, obviously. But after that, I see four winnable games for the Jets. I'm not saying they're going to win all four, but if they can win three of those games, outside of the Bills contest, I think they should make the playoffs.
Dan, next time you're in Rochester, we've got to get you in studio. Can we make that happen?
Oh, no question about it. Are there any parting gifts from any restaurants? You know, I used to love those old restaurants you used to have on there.
Used to. We still have them. We can take you to any hole-in-the-wall old Italian restaurant you want. We've got in Rochester, walking distance from our studios, Dan. Don't be a stranger.
What was that? What was some of the restaurants I used to like from the sponsors? The trampoline place. But
Altitude Trampoline. Wow, what a memory.
Yes.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. We do have Jet fans listening, or you just want to be a more informed NFL fan and learn about a franchise. Dan, tell people how they can get their hands on Jets Confidential.
Yes, and I always remind people when you throw it to me to do this that we're a Rochester-based company. Though, I have to ask this. Since we're in Victor, would that make us a Rochester-based
company? We'll take it. Yes. Yeah.
Correct. Victor.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. I know so much about Rochester from coming up there over the years that I know it's not chilly.
Yeah, you broke up there. Chai Lai, not chili, he said.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I know,
chai, not chili. But to subscribe, if anyone wants to subscribe to the monthly Jets Confidential magazine, they can call, Gene, you know this number very well, 1-800-932-4557, or go to jetsconfidential.com.
Yes, and if you're the family of seven McGee, would you give that family a free subscription, Dan?
Well, I want to be careful. We don't, you know, when I was at UMass, we went to the Final Four, but now it doesn't exist anymore because of some NCAA violation. Yeah. So I don't want to get us in any more hot water. That was when Calipari was the coach. So I don't want to offer seven anything. I just want to offer seven a great school and a great opportunity to be the centerpiece of the offense.
I love it. Appreciate the time as always, Dan. Enjoy your week and enjoy the game. Let's do it again soon.
Anytime, guys.
You got it.
Thanks,
there is Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. Talking a little bit Jets, Bills for Sunday afternoon.
See, sometimes you bring people on. I was not aware that Seven McGee was in the portal. Did you know that? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's in the portal. The number of kids in the portal is ridiculous. I mean, here's what makes me nervous about it. It's ridiculous to the point that somebody is going to step in and regulate and things will change again. And I don't know that what's happening now is good or bad. I like that the kids have the freedom, but there are some kids that are doing this and probably at the expense of their education because they're not going to be professional football players. I mean,
whoa, you're kidding me.
I know, but they're being told that, you know, they should go to where the opportunity is, and maybe that increases your chances. Maybe it increases your chances of playing in the USFL. I don't know. But, you know, if it's coming at the expense of your education, yeah, very few of these guys are actually going to go pro. But, yeah, seven going, transferring from Oregon. Transfer portal out of Oregon. Good school. All right, we got to get to NFL appetizers next. News and notes from around the NFL, including news out of Washington.
Yeah, salacious. Oh, we got details on that. We also have a game tonight. We'll be paying attention. They're not really going to play Baker Mayfield.
Why not?
They just picked him up Monday.
Why not? The way this season has gone for everybody, let's just throw Baker Mayfield against the wall.
Gosh.
Let's see if he sticks.
Well, where that is maybe out of necessity, there's another team that made a quarterback change, probably because it's the best thing they're looking ahead. And a familiar name that could be going to Stanford here, a head coach.
All right, we'll get to that and more next. Appetizers on the way here in the Sports Bar. It's Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Week 14 in the NFL starts tonight. Get it kicked off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. You're going to get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlay is the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Maybe you like the Raiders to cover, or maybe you like Josh Jacobs to go over his rushing yards prop. You can build your own same-game parlay, or you can choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, if you don't already have an account. If you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and physically present in New York, 3 plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
The Odyssey app is your home for sports. Follow and listen live to The Fan Rochester for free on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.